6-2, 6-2. Yep, I'm not hearing much. Why am I not hearing that? You know, I think I had the option to link it, and I didn't do it. He wasn't there anyway, so I'm going to. And that's not a good start for the day. Star 6-7.
Wait
star.
A minute before you do that. Let's go in and make sure it's in Bluetooth.
I checked that earlier.
Did you?
Whoops.
Yep. Yeah. Scroll back. Go to settings.
And
Bluetooth is on.
Connected.
Rodecaster Pro connected. Okay. So.
Star 6-7, star 71 9 0 1 2 6 8 6 2 6 2. Call. Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah.
This is your office. Leave a message.
To disconnect, press 1. If you still want to leave a message for this person, press 3, or simply stay on the line.
Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yeah, hi, Earl. This is Rick Bratton calling with the radio show. If you get a chance, please give me a call back at 419-230-5261. That's 419-230-5261. I hope we're set on the time here. I thought we were going to do it at 11. Any confusion, I apologize for that. Please give me a call if it takes 5 to 10 minutes or here. We may want to do the original time of 12:30. We've got another interview at 11:30. So I will wait and hear your return phone call. Thanks, Earl. Looking forward to talking with you. Okay, that
maybe
seemed...
Because maybe it's the block number or something?
No, it went to his voicemail. Would that be blocking it on his end?
Maybe it could be.
Well, let's try it here. I got nothing but time now. I'm just going to dial the number.
Do the star 70, right? That will cancel any incoming calls.
Okay, star 71 9 0 1 2 6 8. 6-2-6-2.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, Earl, it's Rick Bratton calling with the radio show. How are you today?
I am doing good.
Good. I am looking forward to having a chance to talk with you here. I appreciate you changing the schedule so that we can get together and do this early. We've got
Can you hold on just a second? I can barely hear you. I'm going to put my earplugs in.
Okay, that's good. And I can adjust a little bit of this end if we need to. Okay, it looks like his audio was awful low. I'm sorry, high.
Okay,
and I'm adjusting your level here. Can you hear me any better now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. And we are working out of a new studio today. This is actually the first interview we've done with this. So, and we lost a part of the green screen behind us here for the video portion of that. So there are some push pins up there. There. Yep, it's perfect. Earl, I apologize for that. We've got, for the video portion of this, we're recording my video in the studio. Then we'll have your picture and then the book cover. And I don't know how long it's going to take. Normally, within a day or so, I can get all the links to you. We'll post these right away on social media and YouTube and get those off to you. So I will get the links off to Reader's Magnet as quickly as I can. And that usually... used to take 24 hours. Like I said, this is our new setup. We just moved from Indiana to Florida. This is the first time we're using not only a new studio, but some new equipment as well. So as soon as I get this up, I will get this to you. So what's the weather like there today?
Well, expected 97. Today's high. Real nice.
Ooh.
But hot.
But hot, yeah. Wow. Yep. So it really hasn't cooled down much there.
No, not at all. We're looking for a cool down this weekend.
Okay, well, and we had pretty much the same weather here, although it hasn't been quite 97, so you've really got it hot there. Now, I'm hearing you fine. Brian, my level looks okay?
Yes.
Okay, and Earl, you still hear me okay?
I can hear you, not as well as I would like, but... Okay. Maybe we can get through with it.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little closer to the microphone here. All the levels look good. We are all set. Earl, I'm going to do a silent three-second countdown. We'll come back and let you know that we're recording, and we'll go ahead and start at that point. I'm starting recording now. And Brian, we're obviously recording. I don't see a timestamp here, but maybe we get that at the end. So. Okay, Earl, let's go ahead. Silent three-second countdown. Come back and do an introduction, and we'll talk. And I'm beginning of the countdown now. Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the book that will not only be an enjoyable read, but serve as motivation and how to overcome struggles in life and become successful in achieving your dreams. From author Earl Robert Key, Strong Boy, Weak Man, from the story of Michael D'Angelo Nicholas as he attempts to overcome the poverty-driven culture of the times in rural Mississippi while rushing to embrace a more promising lifestyle in the glamour-lit, fast-paced Memphis, Tennessee. In spite of serious learning deficiencies intensified by unhappy family issues, Michael pressed forward to accomplish the special goals he held so deep within. Author Earl Robert Key was born in Eden, Mississippi, currently operates as a master barber in Memphis, Tennessee. Earl Robert Key, author of Strong Boy, Weak Man, is our guest on This Week in America. Earl, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you so much.
What an excellent job with the book, and I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to talk about it on the program today. First of all, how difficult was this to write, to go back and to recall memories and put this story together? How difficult was this for you?
It was very difficult. Being that I was not a very smart student in school, didn't make good grades, never did a book report, never did an essay paper, never did a term paper. 5 months after I got out of school, I got the vision to write this book.
You know,
and
that's
today
amazing.
I'm here to explain all of it to you.
Yeah, now and, you're an author, so your first book report is basically on your own book. Did you ever think that when you weren't doing book reports that someday you would be an author?
Yes.
That's just an amazing story. With us on the program is Earl Robert Key. The book we're talking about is Strong Boy, Weak Man. How many years has it been since you started writing the book? You mentioned you got this vision early. How long did it take to
actually do it? Excuse me, but this October will be the 50th year I started writing this book in 1969 at age of 19.
That's just amazing, all of the years it took to put the book together, and it's such a powerful read. The book, by the way, is available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. You find it as well at Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Earl's website, get information on the book. There's so much here and such a fascinating story that you tell. Are you planning a follow-up to this book?
That depends on the public. Part two would be kind of difficult to me and not as interesting, and I do not want to spoil part one by doing part two. I think if I could find somebody else interested in picking this up and going forward with the story would be much better. I would give them the okay to use the title.
You know, it's interesting. This is, as you mentioned, the first book that you have written. What are future plans? Are you thinking about other type of writing? Yeah, are you thinking about other type of writing? Will there be, is there another book that you're planning?
Not at the moment. The only way I would do that is that I'd be able to do all my work from this, and I am not computer savvy, and I would like to master the computer before adventuring out into another book.
With us on This Week in America is Earl Robert Key, the author of Strong Boy, Weak Man, book available at Amazon, available at Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, in talking about the story of Michael, he really has goals in mind. He wants to accomplish his goals in his life. Talk about belief in God and what role that played in the success of Michael.
Excuse me, we are fading all the way out. I don't know whether it's on my end or your end.
Well, let me ask the question again, make sure you can hear it okay here, and I apologize for that. In the book, in reading the story of Michael, he was determined to be successful. What role did God play in his plans and achieving the success that he did?
I am so sorry. It's still doing the same thing for some reason.
Well, can you hear me any better now?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me repeat the question then. I apologize for the technical difficulty. What role did God play in Michael's success, in your success, in achieving all that both of you have been able to do?
Oh, God was the number one role. Believe it or not, I had no intention ever had any desire to write. I suffered a severe football injury my senior year in school after wanting to be a professional fighter. And after having surgery, I went to the bathroom one morning, looked in the mirror, and this visual voice just said, write, start writing. And it came through a vision.
That's interesting that happened, and the role that God has played it in all of the successes. As you read the book, I started off by saying that this was a great motivational book. The story of Michael is so inspiring. What would you say, what advice would you give an adolescent who's listening now? And there's so many conflicting situations in our society with all the social media, with everything. Sometimes it's difficult to figure out exactly what it is you want to do. What advice would you give to an adolescent?
I would tell them to dream. Follow your dream. In my experiences, talent was number one. I realized at an early age I had a very unique handwriting, but I was bad in reading and spelling. Sometimes I wanted to reverse my handwriting to my reading and spelling and have a bad handwriting. But as I got older, I realized that's what that handwriting was for. And with that talent, it says it's a natural ability to do things. And most people don't realize their talent and their vision. And that's so important. It only comes to you from a higher power. You cannot get that through anything on this earth.
It's interesting because people would see you today as a successful master barber in Memphis, as I mentioned, and think that probably you've been successful all your life. And you'll find as you read the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man by Earl Robert Key, with the story of Michael there, that a lot to overcome in the beginning. When you look at where you are now, are you satisfied with your life? Has it been fulfilling for you?
Well, I must say not. I am not satisfied with my life. I wanted to be a smart person, but God does not make me that way to be academically smart. But he gave me the tools that I need in life, and I'm so thankful for that.
We've talked before about talent and vision. Let's talk specifically about that now. Do you believe in talent and vision, and how important were those factors in your success?
Ask the question again. I'm still not getting that question.
Yeah, we talked about talent and visions. Let's talk about those specifically. How important were talent and success, those factors in your life?
Well, and I go to Webster Dictionary. It says that a talent is a natural ability, a gift. And vision, sight, act of seeing mental image, sight seen in dream, power of imagination. Most of us just want to do what we want to do, but God do not give us an easy job. And when it comes through your talent and vision, it only comes from God. And he's not going to give you anything that you think you can do. He's going to give you something that he would know that he was involved in.
With us on the program, powerful words there from our guest, Earl Robert Key. He's the author of the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. His website is erkeybooks.com. Of course, you'll find the book at Amazon and by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What would you say is the most intriguing part of the book that people should look for as they're reading the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man?
We broke up on that one again.
Okay, yeah, and I apologize for that. What's the most intriguing part of the book as they're reading the book that will capture their attention as they're reading? What's the most intriguing?
One of the most intriguing parts is that Michael D'Angelo Nicholas, at the young age, a teenager, was able to keep a secret from his infidelity father. He never told anybody. This story never came out until he wrote the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man.
And that's the book we're talking about in the program today by the author Earl Robert Key. You mentioned before struggling in school. What was your ACT score? Do you recall?
My ACT test, believe it or not, was 12, with me guessing some of the answers.
That's just amazing in what you've been able to do with your life. And we've got a few minutes left in the program. We'll talk more about the book, but I know in getting the word out there on the book, you've been working with Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like for you in working with them and getting word out on the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man?
Excuse me?
Yeah, in working with Reader's Magnet in promoting the book, getting the book out there into the hands of people so you could shape lives. What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, with Reader's Magnet.
Yes.
It's been a great experience. I got the call, and I cannot forget, it was the Thursday after Super Bowl Sunday, 2018. I did not believe it. But since then, they have been on point. They have kept in touch with me. I never thought a little boy from Mississippi would be getting so many calls from women from California, San Diego. And I appreciate that. It's beyond my dreams. I've never dreamed of anything like this, but I'm so thankful for Reader's Magnum for giving me the chance.
Well, that's great, and that's Reader's Magnet that we're talking about in the program today. We'll make you a successful author and get you some interesting phone calls from women in California as well. That's an interesting aspect of that. In the time we've got left on the program, in the beginning of the book, you're talking about thanking some people. You've got Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Ike, Muhammad Ali, James Brown, calling these people pioneers and very instrumental in your life. Talk about their impact and the role of mentors, the role of role models in shaping your life and others.
Yes, Dr. Martin Luther King was such an inspirational figure to be in his life. I remember back in the 60s, a radio station from Memphis, Tennessee would broadcast his sermon each Sunday morning. Muhammad Ali is the figure that got me into professional fighting. I am a self-trained fighter, and I would get out of the cotton field every Saturday evening just to watch him on the wide world of sport to fight. And as far as James Brown, with his music and his songs, they were so inspirational to me and the black race during that time. And then there is Reverend Ike. He was so inspirational because he always would tell you at the beginning of the sermon, you can do what you want to do. You can be what you want to be if you just trust and believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And it's interesting, you took a little something from each of those remarkable gentlemen to mold who you are today. Earl Robert Key, our guest on the program. The book is Strong Boy, Weak Man that we're talking about. The book's available at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. And you can go to Earl's website, which is erkeybooks.com. All of that available at our website. A minute or so left in the program. You say, if you put forth an exerted effort, you will excel. The sky is the limit. What happens when there are setbacks along the way? I mentioned in the beginning what you had to go through. How do you get through those periods of setbacks?
Please repeat that again. I would hate to comment on it, and it was going in and out.
Well, and I apologize for that once again. And let me go back and talk about this. So putting forth the effort, you can achieve. The sky is the limit. You had setbacks along the way. How do you bounce back from a setback?
I'm still not getting what I need to hear from the question to answer it.
Okay. You talk about the sky's the limit. You can achieve what you want. Dream, you can achieve. What happens when there are setbacks? There are setbacks, I'm sure, that you have had to go through in your life. How do you deal with the setbacks? How do you bounce back from that and refrain from throwing in the towel?
Well, when I wrote that about the sky is the limit and excelling, it means don't give up on your dreams. I just do not. It's simply as that. No matter how long it takes, stick with it. I got a job. I worked 18 years with the company, but I stayed with my talent. I stayed with barbering and writing this book, and they just bring inspiration to my life at age 69. Don't give up. Please don't give up on your dreams and your vision.
You know, there's one part of the book that really jumps out, and I want to talk about the role of confidence in all of this, in achieving your dreams. Michael gets on a school bus. He is all dressed up that day. He's got the tie. He's got the shiny shoes. Everybody is paying attention to him, and they refer to him as, "Hello, Mr. Michael D'Angelo Nicholas." I love that scene in the book. How important is that, the confidence? It's one thing to dream and think I can achieve it. Talk about the role of confidence.
It is very important. Those little things that we experience coming up in life, they play a big part. We are being tested. Just remember that we are being tested with every positive move we make in life. And just take it, as I say, run with it. Don't let it get you down.
It is an excellent book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. Our guest is the author, Earl Robert Key. His website is erkeybooks.com. Books, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. Like on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Earl, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book, Strong Boy, Weak Man. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much, and I apologize for the interruption if it's on my end.
Well, I apologize that we had the problems. Certainly, it was an interesting conversation. Thank you for being with us on the program. Again, the book is Strong Boy, Weak Man. The author is Earl Robert Key. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages. Robert, nice job. That really went well. Thank you for that. And we will edit those areas out there. And I apologize. I'm not sure where the problem was, but I apologize for that. But you hung with us very well. And I really appreciate this opportunity. I thank you for doing it early with us. And I will get you the links as quickly as I can. And again, thank you for doing this.
And thank you so much, Rick. And if you need to do it over, no problem.
All right. We will stay in touch. Earl, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of stay cool and enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Bye.
So you have to stop recording on that one.
Okay. I'll stop and do that. I got a couple of minutes here. It seemed like it was cutting out.
I did hear some static, and then it could be the Bluetooth when you're connecting to the Rodecaster. But I mean, it could have been on his end. All the levels here seemed pretty good.
It just occasionally would seem like my audio was decreasing in the phone or in the
headphones.
Yeah. So let's try the next one calling on Skype. Now I need to...